I feel like nowadays with the internet, with social media, we are no longer just comparing ourselves to our immediate community around us. We now have the whole world to compare ourselves to. And that comparison is so detrimental too.
Welcome to The Skin Real, your guide to all things skincare, skin health, beauty, and more, curated by dermatologists and true skin experts. I'm your host, Dr. Mary Alice Mina. I'm a double board certified dermatologist and dermatologic surgeon with over a decade of clinical experience. If you're looking for real, practical, unhyped skincare guidance and expertise, or you just think the skin is really cool, then you're in the right spot. I'm so glad you've tuned in to The Skin Real. Now let's dive in because this is how dermatologists talk skin. Hi everyone, quick disclaimer here before we start. This podcast is for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. If you're looking for help on your skin journey, please check out the American Academy of Dermatology's website, aad.org, where you can search their database for dermatologists near you. It is so important that you have someone in your corner who's well-trained, licensed, and board certified who can help you make decisions when it comes to your skin health. Okay, got it? Great. Now for the fun stuff.
Welcome to my recap episode where I break down the key takeaways from my most recent podcast episode. This week, I'm giving the key takeaways from my interview with Vanna Padilla, host of Mom Guilt podcast. Love that name. Love the podcast. It's so refreshing to see women, to see moms speaking so openly about things that we struggle with day in and day out. Okay, so what is mom guilt? We hear this word. I hear it a lot in my circle of friends and family, and I know I for sure have felt this. So mom guilt is this complex emotional experience that encompasses a wide range of feelings from self-doubt, anxiety, regret, and it often stems from this perceived inability to meet the high standards that we set for ourselves. And sometimes we feel like these standards are put upon us either by our family, maybe our community, maybe our social status or society at large. As mothers today, we are expected to do so much. Many moms work outside the home, so we have professional obligations and expectations. And of course, we don't want to be seen as not pulling our own weight. So oftentimes, mothers and women work extra hard to prove that they deserve to be there. And then, of course, with children too, right? Nowadays, moms and dads spend more time with their kids than ever. We are taking them all over the place, shuttling them back and forth. We feel like we need to give them all these experiences and everything we didn't have. And even though I know a ton of moms and women feel this sense, I do think that mom guilt is often underestimated, perhaps dismissed. And I also think a lot of women feel uncomfortable discussing this. They feel like by voicing that they are struggling, they are admitting that they can't do it, they're not good enough, and they see that as failure. And that is why I love that there are podcasts now and people like Vanna who are putting the message out there that, hey, I hear you, I'm struggling too. What you're feeling is real, and how can we address it? How can we combat this sensation of mom guilt? First, sort of have to realize, well, where does mom guilt come from? And a lot of times we do this to ourselves, but we do this to ourselves because we see these perfect families, these perfect representations on social media. And then we take that in and think, we've got to also do that. We've got to also emulate that. And we fail to realize that people are putting out just their best face forward, right? They're not putting out the screaming, crying that's going on before that picture was taken or the bribing that has to go on. I mean, I know I've done plenty of Christmas card photos where the actual photo looked like we're all smiling and happy and nonchalant, but I can tell you there were some tears before that and some coaxing for sure to get that perfect family photo captured. I feel like nowadays with the internet, with social media, we are no longer just comparing ourselves to our immediate community around us. We now have the whole world to compare ourselves to. And that comparison is so detrimental too. As women have gone from being the primary caregiver at home into the workplace, unfortunately, instead of being able to get more help at home, frequently women are just doing double duty. And it's almost like we have two full-time jobs. We now have to work outside the home. And we also are still expected to do all the things moms are supposed to do at home. And that can be really overwhelming. And of course, if you're a mom that works outside of the home, you might feel guilty that you're not there during the day. So you even try to overcompensate and do even more. And then moms who stay at home, I know my mom was a stay-at-home mom. She oftentimes felt underappreciated in her role because it wasn't necessarily paid and she didn't get praised from an outside community or boss. And so she felt like a lot of her work was just expected and not even appreciated. So it can be challenging on both sides for sure. This notion of the perfect mom, even though we feel like we have to give our all to our families, to our children, to everything. It is unsustainable and unhealthy. And then, of course, comparison. This is really detrimental to everyone's health. To compare yourself really robs you of joy. I love how Vanna is so open about mom guilt and how the guests she has on her podcast and the topic she talks about. She's so frank and honest, which is so refreshing. I feel like so many of us feel like we have to bottle this up inside, that we are afraid to even share with our spouse this sense of overwhelm that we have or this need for perfectionism. I would say the first step to combating mom guilt is to have some self-compassion. As moms, as women, we are caregivers to so many people. But think about the way you talk to yourself. Do you speak to yourself as kindly as you do your neighbors, your children, your spouse at work? Or do you treat yourself worse than anyone else out there? I bet the things you say to yourself, you would never say, even to a stranger you would never meet again. We are oftentimes our harshest critic. So number one, I would say practice self-compassion. Tell yourself, acknowledge that you are doing the best you can, and it's okay not to be perfect. Number two, make sure you are setting realistic goals. You do not have to have it all and do it all at once. In fact, people say the whole concept of you can have it all is a lie. You can't have it all. Well, rather, you can have it all, but you can't have it all at the same time. And that's a key point. There are going to be periods in your life where your family life needs more of your attention. And there'll be periods in your life where you can maybe give more to work or to your community or your church or religious communities. I think blocking out your day is key. And this is something I've only recently started doing. But what I've learned is if it's not on my calendar, I won't do it. If it is on my calendar, I will do it. My calendar basically was a list of things for me to do for other people. I go to work. I see my patients. I record educational videos. But where on my calendar were things like get a massage, work out, have a date with my husband, right? So if I don't put these things in my calendar, they will not get done. And I think as moms, there are always going to be things vying for our attention, things that come up during the day. So you have to be ruthless that if it's on your calendar, you will do it. It is non-negotiable. So pencil in that 30-minute workout, that 30-minute walk, that hour coffee date with your best friend or your spouse, put it in your calendar, because if it's in your calendar, you'll do it, and make it a non-negotiable. Community is another key way to help combat mom guilt. And this is something that I have learned as I've gotten older, is that my network, my true close network of friends and people that I can rely on has gotten smaller, but our bond, our strength is so strong. And I have this core group of ladies that I can be completely honest with. I can share the struggles I'm having with my children, with my spouse at work, and I don't get judged, and I don't have to feel like I have to put on this perfect persona or image in front of them. I can be real. I can be myself. I can be vulnerable. So make sure you have a community like that as well. That could be a community in person, maybe in your neighborhood, or some friends from your children's school or work, but it can also be an online find community. So find your community, find your tribe of like-minded women you can be brutally honest with, you can be vulnerable with, and they won't judge you. Lastly, practice mindfulness. Think about the thoughts that we tell ourselves day in and day out really frame how our life unfolds. Spend each day taking a few moments to write in a gratitude journal or maybe say a prayer. Say the three things you're grateful and thankful for that day. Focus on breathing. Focus on downtime. So often too, our downtime is scrolling. Our downtime is watching mindless television shows. And that's not really downtime. That's not really allowing your brain to relax and be free. However you want to practice mindfulness, whether it's meditation, prayer, reading, journaling, spend time reflecting on your day, reflecting on your goals, quiet time, thinking time. This is something that we don't do enough of in society. And I know I don't either, right? If I've got just a few minutes, I'm going to listen to a podcast, read a book, sometimes scroll, maybe check email. And this isn't always the best use of my time. Sometimes it's important for me to just have quiet time to think about the big picture, think about where my life is going, think about what my goals are, to be more proactive rather than just reactionary. If you spend your day just checking your email and doing a to-do list, that's super reactionary. You want to be proactive. Where are you trying to steer your life, your family's life, your career? And put that first and foremost. I'm so glad people are finally talking about mom guilt. I see this a lot as a dermatologist where women are coming in, they're feeling frustrated about how they look. Maybe they didn't lose the baby weight from the last pregnancy, or maybe they're gaining weight as they're getting into their 40s and they feel like their face is falling, they're losing collagen, they're getting wrinkles, they're seeing the effects of sun damage over the years, and they're just feeling really bad about themselves. They're feeling like they're not living up to this society's expectation of what women should look like, which unfortunately is a woman who never ages from 25 onward until you get older, right? And you're kind of put out to pasture and forgotten about. So as a dermatologist, I see this drive for perfectionism all the time. And people come in with a photo from 20 years ago and want to look like that. Or they come in with an image of a celebrity and they want to look like that. And unfortunately, with the celebrities, these images are filtered, they're Photoshopped, they're not real. But when you see it, you think, oh, it's normal to not have pores. And you feel bad about yourself for having pores, but that's not reality. And we also look back at photos of ourselves and think, oh, I wish I could go back to that time. I wish. And instead, I really wish people could just embrace where they are today to strive for health, for vitality, and less so for this unrealistic perfectionism that we see out there. If you'd like to hear the full recording, be sure to check out episode number 90, which was released on April 22nd, 2024. And I will see you next week. That's all I've got for this week's episode of the Skin Real podcast, but here's some great news. One of the most valuable things you can do to help me and other new potential listeners to find my show is for you to both rate this show and leave a review. So as a special bonus for you, if you leave me a review, take a screenshot and email it to info@theskinreal.com. And I will send you a thank you free PDF on skincare truths versus hype, because you know I love spreading the word of good, truthful skincare. And please be sure to share with your skin friends so that we can get the word out there about real skin. And until next time, remember, no matter where you are in your skincare journey, always remember to love the skin you're in, because real skincare from real experts can be real simple.